Point expressed studio. In the following player.
The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock.
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Sunday, and there's your sports book right now at the South Point where people are starting to file in for the fourth day and the final 4 days of the first round of the NCAA tournament. The basketball tournament, of course, March Madness, and it's still March Madness here in Las Vegas, that's for sure. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the South Point studios. On the YouTube South Point Studios Simulcasting Network, just go to YouTube and hit South Point Studios. You get to see us and listen to us right there. We begin, of course, this morning on this Sunday morning, wishing all of the folks of Christian religion a happy Palm Sunday. And, of course, this is the ongoing March Madness holiday for the sports players. The guys back here, of course, been here for like 3.5 now, going on the fourth day for the NCAA tournament, and it's been quite a crazy time here at the South Point, that's for sure. Now, the sports book is filling up quite quickly for today's round, and of course, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty. By the time the competition is done today for the tournament, there'll be 16, the Sweet 16, that'll move into next week on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we'll whittle it down to the Final Four, and then, of course, the championship game as well. So there's a lot to be done yet, but the volume of games is going to lighten up now. The quality of games starts to intensify, that's for sure. We'll have a little bit on more on that with Rich Eng a little bit later on the show. Today we gave Jonathan Hardoon off, but he did leave us with a couple of picks today, and we'll get into the results and how he did yesterday in just a moment as well. Just want to remind everybody out there that not only are we on the YouTube network, the South Point Studios simulcasting network on YouTube, but of course here in town, we're also our anchor radio station for those of you running around early this morning in your car or whatever. Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM is our radio station. We did have a little problem with the communications yesterday on the radio station. It was based at the radio station hub locale there, but they tell us they got everything squared away, so we should be fine for the audio sending over the radio stations today. And, of course, you can still get us on the other different platforms that we have, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, your iPhone or your Android, with not only the KSHP app for listening to us over the radio signal, but also at the YouTube app on your device, your iPhone or your Android, where you go again to the South Point Studios. So when you get to YouTube, just hit that in the search. You'll get to the South Point Studios streaming, and then you'll get to see and listen to us on your devices as well. So we got those two apps working for us, and then, of course, wherever you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever you get us, welcome to the Sunday show. Well, there was a lot happening yesterday as far as the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks fields are concerned. Yesterday, a couple of 100-point getters in the Kentucky Derby leaderboard were up for grabs. And so with the leaderboard, with Timberlake sitting there at 60, the 100 points for the winners yesterday puts them right at the top of the list. But remember one thing. It's just the start of the 100-pointers, because next Saturday coming up on December 30th, a Big E day starts early in the morning with the Dubai World Cup. The Dubai World Cup card featuring the Dubai World Cup, of course, will start off early in the morning. The South Point will have the race book open early in the morning so you can play the races at Dubai, the Maidan Racecourse, Dubai, early in the morning. Starts around 7 o'clock in the morning, but they'll be open for the parimutuel wagering with the parimutuel pools on the Dubai World Cup. And on the Dubai World Cup card is the United Arab Emirates, the UAE Derby, and the UAE Derby will yield 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. So the winner of the UAE Derby is going to get right up there as well. And then here in stateside, we have the Florida Derby. And the Florida Derby, of course, will hold 100 points. We have the Arkansas Derby at Oaklawn Park. That will yield 100 points. So the two horses that won yesterday who are now on the leaderboard, the winner of the Jeff Ruby and the winner of the Louisiana Derby, they're at the top of the leaderboard right now. But the three winners from next week will also push up into there. And that yields all of those at the bottom, kicking them kind of off in the also eligible type of list. The Cardinal Condition Stakes in England will hold 30 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard as well. As far as the Kentucky Oaks is concerned, well, yesterday's winner for the Fairgrounds Oaks, that winner got 100 points and kicks right up to the top of the leaderboard for the Kentucky Oaks. And, of course, the winner of the Bourbonnet Oaks at Turfway Park yesterday also got up there with 100 points as well. So we've got some changes in the leaderboards. Right now, as far as the Kentucky Oaks is concerned, Tarifa, who already had 50 points going into the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard, is now way on top with 150 with her win yesterday in the Fairgrounds Oaks. So Tarifa's topping the list on the Oaks list, and of course the winner of the Bourbonnet Oaks, Everland, who had 4 points going in, now has 104 points in second place. As far as the leaderboard, of course, in the Kentucky Derby, you got Catching Freedom, who won the Louisiana Derby at 125 points now. That's at the top of the leaderboard, endlessly who won the Jack Ruby, got 100, so he's sitting in second. So you can see that there's going to be a lot of changes going on. Now, remember, in addition to next weekend's big races for the leaderboard points for both the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby, the following week in April, of course, we'll have the Santa Anita Derby and the Wood Memorial as well. So we've got a lot of 100-pointers yet to come for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And as you know, Bob Baffert has been banned from running his horses in the Kentucky Derby. He may very well have the favorite come the first weekend in April as far as the Santa Anita Derby and the Santa Anita Oaks as well. So we'll wait and see about that. But it's going to be exciting. It's going to get exciting, that's for sure. Let's get to the results from yesterday now. As far as the fairgrounds, a big day of racing there, 12 races overall, eight stakes races. And the winner of the Fairgrounds Oaks, Tarifa under Flavian Pratt, wins that for Brad Cox. Brad Cox had a big day yesterday as far as the leaderboard races were concerned. Brad Cox wins the Fairgrounds Oaks with Tarifa. She pays $5 even as the favorite there. She is now 4 out of 5 in her career, 3 for 3 this year in 2004, and she won the Fairgrounds Oaks rather easily under Flavian Pratt, finishing second. Our Pretty Woman and VV's Dream finished third. In the Bourbonette Oaks for the three-year-old fillies at Turfway Park, that winner in the Bourbonette Oaks was Everland. Now, Everland broke from post 10 in the mile and 1/16th race there on the dirt course, but her jockey, Abel Cedillo, did a great job with maneuvering her over to the inside by the time they hit the first turn, and when they were running down the backstretch, eased up along the rail and got behind the leaders as they turned for home. At that point, the leaders were getting a little bit tired. They yielded out a little bit. They drifted off the inside rail, gave Everland a big hole, a hole big enough to just drive right through. And in the end, a driving finish saw Everland win the Bourbonette on a great ride by Abel Cedillo. Everland squeezed through. And, of course, Jonathan Hardoon. That was Jonathan Hardoon's pick. If you remember on the show, not only yesterday, but on Friday, when I asked Jonathan about giving me a pick in that race, because he's not really, you know, he feels uncomfortable about giving horses out on races on the synthetic footing. But I pushed him, and I got him to give us a horse in that race that he liked after his handicapping, and that horse was the winner, Everland. So he scores out a winner from Jonathan Hardoon in the Bourbonette Oaks. Trained by Eric Foster, Everland paid $24.10 for every $2 win bet. So sometimes it's beneficial to squeeze that orange a little bit more. So we got Jonathan's pick in the Bourbonette Oaks, Everland to win, $24.10 on the day. And those were the two races that were prominent for the Kentucky Oaks. Now back going to the Kentucky Derby prominent races, of course. That was both the Jack Ruby at Turfway Park, which was on synthetic, and the Louisiana Derby. The Jeff Ruby on the synthetic at Turfway Park. Winner there was Endlessly. This is trained by Mike McCarthy, the rider Umberto Rispoli, who went to Turfway Park to ride yesterday, and not only that, but other stakes races. This was Rispoli's, by the way, second stakes race win of the day there at Turfway Park. Endlessly paid $4.88 as the prohibitive favorite. And if you saw the race, Rispoli was taking no chances. When they got going into the far turn, he went wide. He swept by everybody and just pulled away. Much the best in the Jeff Ruby Stakes. And remember that he also won the El Camino Real Derby there at Golden Gate. That is also on synthetic. So this horse is 2 for 2. On the synthetic going, of course, we all know that the Kentucky Derby is run on good old American dirt soil. So it's going to be on the dirt. But trainer Mike McCarthy thinks that this horse will do well on the dirt as well. Let's see, and let's wait to see how he does. But he wins the Jeff Ruby easily there in the Jeff Ruby Stakes. Finishing second was West Saratoga. Sees the Gray was third. It was a blanket finish for second, way behind Endlessly, who won that race. So we got those horses that are now with the leaderboard going into next week's big week of leaderboard points. Other winners on the undercard at Turfway Park, other stakes races, stakes race winners. The Animal Kingdom was won by Okiro, Julian Le Perrault for Jose Garofalo. Okiro paid $19.82. Remember, they paid down right to the penny on the returns there in Kentucky. Second in the race was Smokey Smokey, and Shardy's finished third in that race. Then we went to the Rushaway Stakes. This was for the three-year-olds that didn't quite make the Jeff Ruby. The winner there was Tricari, Umberto Rispoli aboard for Graham Motion, paid $10.82 to win, outrunning Footprint and Twirling Point. In the Latonia Stakes, the winner there was Dana's Beauty for Jose Ortiz. Jose Ortiz did a masterful job of going wire to wire from post 10 in the mile and 1/16 Latonia. Slowed down the pace and had enough to finish for trainer Joe Sharp. Dana's Beauty paid $43.14 with Jose Ortiz aboard. $43.14 for the upset gate-to-wire victory there. Chop Chop was second. Forever After All was third. In the Kentucky Cup Classic, the winner there was Celeste for Luis Saez for George Rusty Arnold. Celeste paid $14.78, outrunning Atone and Fantastic again. And, of course, as you know, the Bourbonette Oaks winner, Everland, the Jeff Ruby Stakes winner, Endlessly. That yesterday at Turfway Park. Back at the fairgrounds where they had a monster day of racing there. A lot of stakes races. And we begin with the Costa Rising Stakes on the undercard. That winner there was Brian's Irish Mike for Alan Landry. Ben Curtis rode it and paid $3.20 as the favorite in that Costa Rising Stakes. In the Crescent City Oaks, there was a win and then a disqualification. The horse who finished first in the race, Clearly Attest, was disqualified from first and placed second for an erratic run through the stretch. So that horse got placed second, and the horse that was impeded was Platinum Minute. Platinum Minute was declared the winner, placed first through the disqualification. Ray Lou Gutierrez riding for Dallas Stewart. Dallas Stewart, that is. Platinum Minute paid $8.60 to win, and clearly Attest disqualified the second. Then we went to the Crescent City Derby, seventh race on the card, where Ilionero wins and pays $6.80 for James Graham and Patrick Devereaux. That winner there in the Crescent City Derby. The Tom Benson Memorial won by Delahaye. Chad Brown trained there for Tyler Gaffleon Road and paid $9 even, outrunning Joint the Dance. Joined the Dance finished second, and Not So Close finished third. And then in the New Orleans Classic, winner there was Red Route 1 for Steve Asmussen, Joel Rosario aboard. This was a great ride in the stretch. Rate Route 1 was down on the inside, and Rosario knew that he couldn't get through down on the rails, so he whipped out right around the 16th pole, and it was clearance because he was enough in front of the other horses behind him that he could do it. But he came out, and he had clearance, he went to the outside, and then ran him down, Red Route 1, and an altered ride by Joel Rosario paid $11.80, outrunning Touch Upon a Star and Money Supply. And then in the Menus Memorial there, the winner there was I'm Very Busy, Irad Ortiz Jr. there for Chad Brown. Chad Brown and Irad both had a couple of winners on the day. Chad Brown's second stakes win of the day, by the way. I'm Very Busy paid $6.80, outrunning Gigante and Westlinger, who finished, Weblinger, who finished third in the race. And, of course, then you had the Fairgrounds Oaks winner, Tarifa, and the Louisiana Derby winner, Catching Freedom. By the way, as you know, we told you about the Bayou Bluegrass Pick 5, where they combined the stakes races at Turfway Park and the stakes races at the fairgrounds. All right, and they both included the Oaks and Derby point-getting races. So here's how the dollar Bayou Bluegrass Pick 5 went. Again, the ninth race at Fairgrounds, $11.80. 11th race at Turfway Park. That was the pick by Jonathan Hardoon, by the way, 24-10. Fairgrounds 11th race, $5 even. Turfway Park's 12th race, $4.88. And the Fairgrounds' 12th and final race, which was the Louisiana Derby, that paid $8.60. That paid $8,782.40 for the winning combination there. Oaklawn Park had a couple of stakes races. As we said, Brad Cox had a big day of racing, so much so that he won both stakes races at Oaklawn Park. The Hot Spring Stakes was won by Nash, Florent, Garreau riding and paid $4 even, outrunning Carbone and Frost Free. And then in the Essex Stakes, Garreau came back and won on First Mission for Brad Cox, paying $4.20. So Cox sent out both favorites in the both stakes races at Oaklawn Park, and they both won. And so Cox and Florent Garreau had back-to-back wins together in the stakes races. Garreau won three races overall on the day. Second in the Essex was War Campaign, and Time for Trouble was third. And Jonathan Hardoon's pick in the 10th race, I just got to give you this note on this. Jonathan Hardoon's in the 10th race, Street Painter, got a horrible trip and had a lot of run in him, a lot of run and no place to go, and just was just a terrible trip. So you might want to keep that on your horses to watch list, Street Painter at Oaklawn Park. The winner of that race, the 10th race, was Sunny and 70. Keep an eye on that horse there at Oaklawn. Laurel Park had a couple of $100,000 stakes races. The Beyond the Wire Stakes won by Determined Driver for Forrest Boyce, paying $4.20, outrunning Kiss by the Angel and Alfie's Magic. And in the Private Terms Stakes, the Copper Tax wins that under J.G. Torrealba, and that paid $6.60. Rialba, by the way, won two races on the card yesterday at Laurel. Finishing second was Inevitable, and third was Speedy Ness. Speedy Ness finished third in that one at Laurel. Gulfstream Park. Well, at Gulfstream Park, Edwin Gonzalez and both Edgar Perez had a couple of winners on the day. And the winner of the Texas Glitter, the stakes race there at Gulfstream Park, Frack Dancer for Ismail Jaramillo, paying $7.80, outrunning Run and Rocket and Lightning Clouds for trainer Mark DiPaolo. And finally, at Santa Anita. Santa Anita yesterday, the San Luis Rey Stakes was won by Miss the Cut, who ran down Planetario to win in the final strides. Antonio Frisou aboard for John Sadler. He missed the cut, paid $4 even to win. Planetario second and Awfully Naughty finished third in that race. Juan Hernandez had a couple of winners. His second winner was on a Bob Baffert trainee, Cowboy Mike, in the eighth race, paying $10.60. And John Lindo's Linda Report had the suggested late pick four. It was a lot of favorites. The late pick four paid $3 even, four even, $10.60, and $6.20. But you can only take what they'll give you. That was worth the $39.70 for the 50-cent bet there in the pick four. The pick six paid $2,269.90 at Santa Anita yesterday. All right. And Rich Ang gave us a second-place finisher there. He had Planetario in the San Luis Rey, and he split his picks in the March Madness in the college basketball. He had one winner, which was Iowa State. The other one, the loser, was Michigan State. All right, you're off the date on all of this good stuff. By the way, one final note. It was kind of ironic, I think, but Matt Nakatani, who is the son of Corey Nakatani, a famous jockey back in the 70s and 80s, etc. Matt Nakatani is the agent for Spoli, and of course that horse endlessly won the Jack Ruby. Nakatani noted on a tweet or an X message yesterday that as the agent, he was trying to win a race that his father, Corey, won 29 years ago with Serena Song. So that mission was accomplished. All right, we'll be right back. Jonathan Ardoon, the day off, but we got Rich Eng standing by along with John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz on this final of the first 4 days in the March Madness college basketball. We will be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races.
Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
All right, back on race day for this Sunday, and want to remind everybody, too, that weather around the country is a hit-and-miss type of thing. I know it's spring, but there's certain places in our country right now today that's going to get snow and a lot of it. As you know, Aqueduct canceled the racing yesterday in anticipation of the storm, the heavy rainstorm and winds that did come in earlier in the day yesterday at Aqueduct, but they're back on board today. We'll wait and see what the weather track conditions will be after what happened yesterday in New York. But so far, we have the racing menu with no cancellations. However, that does not mean that there'll be cancellations later because it is some tricky weather in certain parts of the country, that's for sure. And even in Southern California, they had a little bit of a drizzle that happened, I'd say, earlier in the card, and then it cleared up at the end of the card yesterday at Santa Anita. So we'll wait and see what happens there. As far as here, we're clear outside right now. Some clouds overhead, but not much. 46 degrees here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 63 today. So we'll wait and see how the weather affects the racing cards around the country. But here is your menu of racetracks available today in the Racebooks, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. First post times are Pacific. So if you're in any other time zone, please adjust to the Pacific time zone. These first post times are Pacific. These will be the first post times rolled out in our race books here today. And, of course, adjust. I don't want you to miss anything like I'm just mom and dad, especially on days like today. All right, here we go. We begin with Fairgrounds. Now, Fairgrounds had the big racing card yesterday, but it is closing day at Fairgrounds, which means everything goes out the door, okay? Out the door at the Fairgrounds today. It's mandatory payoffs, closing day, 15 races. You got three stakes races. The $100,000 Paige Cortez Stakes will be the 10th on the card. At 5.5 furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up a field of 10 in that. Prohibitive 3-5 favorite on the morning line is Overcharged there in the Paige Cortez. The 11th race will be the $100,000 Star Guitar Stakes. That's at 1/16 for four-year-olds and up a field of 7. And a big favorite there as well in that race. Touch Upon a Star is the 4-5 favorite there at the Fairgrounds on this closing day. And then the 15th and final race. They got 15 races on closing day there at Fairgrounds. Can you believe they filled 15 races and full fields at that? The 15th and final race is the $100,000 Chantel Lannery Memorial at 1.70 miles for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. And in that race, the 9-5 favorite is Free Like a Girl, appropriately riding is Corey Monterey. First post time for the closer at Fairgrounds is 9 a.m. And, of course, as we say, mandatory payouts at the Fairgrounds today. All right? And let's see. We might be able to. Can we get the menu put up on the screen there? Oh, the numbers are wrong. Okay, well, let's not do it then. All right, Laurel Park, first post time at Laurel Park, 9:25. 10 races today there. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $11,063. $11,063 carryover at Laurel Park in the pick six, first post time, 9:25. Then we go to Tampa Bay Downs. They got a big racing day at Tampa Bay, 12 races, but six of them are stakes races with purse values of $110,000. All right? The sophomore fillies for three-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs is the 6th race, where Mystic Lake is the 3-5 favorite there. The seventh race is the sophomore turf on the turf at a mile and 16th. In that race, Crystal Quest is the 9-5 favorite. In the sprint stakes at 6 furlongs for 4-year-olds and up, favorite in that race, 7 in the race. By the way, these are before any early scratches, but there are 7 entered in that 8th race. The 2-1 favorite in that one is Dean Delivers. The Turf Classic will be the 9th at a mile and 1/8 on the grass. 8 go to the post. 9-5 favorite there is Me and Mr. C. The 10th race is the sophomore breeders. 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds. That race, the 9-5 favorite is Say Brook. And in the Distaff Turf, on the turf at a mile and 1/16, 9 go to the post in that one. Dream Concept is the even money favorite there. 12 races overall at Tampa Bay. They got a super high five carryover of $4,858 and a pick six jackpot carryover of $3,101 and a first post time at Tampa Bay at 9:30. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's pick six jackpot, their rainbow pick six jackpot, the carryover today stands at $524,705. $524,705. And that's in the Rainbow Pick Six jackpot carryover at Gulfstream. 10 races, one feature, the $100,000 Melody of Colors Stakes. That'll be the 8th on the card at 5 furlongs on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. A field of 11 before scratches, and Crimson Advocate is the 8-5 favorite with John Velasquez aboard. First post time, Gulfstream is at 10:10. Aqueduct, the big A in New York, after yesterday's deluge. They're back in business today. First post time is 10:20 at Aqueduct. 8 races. Their feature race is the $100,000 Biagio's Rose Stakes at a mile for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. That's the 7th race on the card. 8 go to the post before scratches. And the lukewarm 5-2 favorite there is Bent Valentine with the Manny Franco aboard. First post time at Aqueduct is at 10:20. Then we go to Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park has 9 races today. And their first post time is 10:30, 10:30 at Oaklawn Park. Sunland Park will have all quarter horses today. All 9 races are quarter horses. Small pick 5 carryover, $191. Their first post time at Sunland Park is set at 11:25. 11:25 at Sunland today. Hawthorne Racecourse, day 2 of their 78-day meet. Hawthorne Racecourse has 9 races. They got a place pick all. Place pick, place pick 8. They have 9 races today. Their place pick 8 carryover, $1,818. Their super high 5 jackpot carryover, $1,177. And they have a small pick 6 carryover, $265. 9 races today at Hawthorne. First post time is at 12:30. Then we get to Santa Anita, where they say there might be a 40% chance of rain. 40% of Santa Anita. Let's hope it skates by. 8 races today. The feature is the $100,000 Sensational Star Stakes at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. 7 go to the post in that one. It's a good wide-open affair, too. Your morning line favorite, lukewarm at 3-1, is Catalina Eddy with the Kazuchi Kimura aboard. That's the 7th on the card. 8 races overall and a first post time of 1 o'clock this afternoon. Golden Gate has 7 races. They've got a super high 5 carryover, $893. A pick 6 jackpot carryover of $29,706. 7 races at Golden Gate, first post time 1:15. And then, of course, we wrap it up with Los Alamitos. Los Alamitos today has 9 races. They got 1 thoroughbred race, 3 mixed breed races, 5 quarter horse races. And the last race is the quarter horse feature of the night, the $204,200 El Primero del Año Derby at 400 yards for 3-year-old colts and geldings, a field of 10 there. Then the 9-5 favorite there is Political Rivalry. So that's Los Alamitos. They have a $10,000 sitting in the pick six today. They put 10 grand, they seed it with 10,000. So the pick six already has 10 grand in the pot. And again, first post time at Los Alamitos is at 5:40 today for their 9 race card. All righty, well, that's your racing menu today. Let's go now to Rich Eng standing by. Because Richie, I would imagine you're getting pretty dizzy between watching all those points leaders races yesterday in horse racing and all that action on the court in the men's basketball tournament. Good morning. Hold on a second, Richie. Okay.
You know, late at night, 9:30.
Hold on, wait, Rich, we didn't have you at the beginning. Go ahead and repeat what you started out with.
I was just mirroring what you were talking about, a long day, the fact that the basketball game tips off at 9:20 Pacific time, our first game, and then they carry into 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, especially with a double overtime last night with Creighton and Oregon. What an incredible game that was. But, yeah, all day long, and we're starting to shape up the Kentucky Derby field with the points being given away. So lots of action for us who follow horses and follow college basketball.
Well, your two selections on the show, Iowa State, Washington State, that was a good game. That was going back and forth for a long time. But, boy, North Carolina showed up. And, I mean, you can tell that the Michigan State, with all of their, you know, their rookies, kids, their sophomores were just outplayed.
Yeah, they started the game well, but then it was a huge run by North Carolina. In fact, that happened in a few of the games where the favorite went off on a huge run. You know, whether it's like, you know, 10-0 run, 20-4 run, that kind of thing, and you know, that just cements the game. In fact, out of the 8 games yesterday, Ralph, if you're a chalk player, you did pretty well because all favorites won straight up, and 7 of them covered the point spread, 7 favorites. So it was pretty chalky, actually.
Yeah, it was. A lot of the filthy favorites won on the court. But that was yesterday. You never know what's going to happen today. And, of course, we have 8 games today, whittling down the last chapter of this round. And, of course, those 8 winners will go on to compete next week, because next week when they start out, it'll be called the Sweet 16, where there are 16 teams left after the first weekend of this giant tournament, that's for sure. First week usually does produce a lot of upsets. Usually a lot of the underdogs will win, but that's not the case, I think, this year. But you never know what's going to happen. Now they're starting to whittle down, and from the volume we go to, now we're going to get more quality matchups, I think, next week.
There should be some outstanding matchups in the Sweet 16, and we'll find out the other half of the bracket after today's games, Ralph. In fact, 2 picks, you know, think about the statistical trends. Even though the favorites went, the favorites won straight up 8-0 and 7-1 against the spread, statistically things tend to even out. So with that being the case, I'm actually going to try 2 dogs today to try to buck yesterday's trend. If people had heard me the other day talking about 2 12 seeds that won their games, James Madison and Grand Canyon, the teams that they beat, St. Mary's and Wisconsin, respectively, the 12 seed was the better basketball team, and now they're moving on to face a much higher seed. I want to go with the 2 number 12 seeds, Ralph. The first one is James Madison. They are plus 7.5 against Duke. I think James Madison has the athletes that can press Duke and give them some trouble with the ball handling and maybe create some turnovers. But I like James Madison plus 7.5 over Duke in my first play.
And, you know, Duke usually gets, you know, in the seating in the brackets, that's usually in a stadium that's close to home for them. Not this time. They're going to be playing in Brooklyn, New York. So there's not going to be a raucous crowd except for the ones that travel there to watch Duke. So James Madison, you believe not only will get the comfort of a 7-point lead theoretically when the game starts, but not only that, they might win outright. And that game on CBS goes at 2:15. All right, Rich.
Yeah, and also just a small point about where the games are being played at neutral sites. A lot of times when the favorite is struggling, all the fans from the other schools will jump on the underdog and root for them. You end up ending up with in 75-80% of the crowd rooting against the favorite, hoping for an upset. So maybe we'll see that with James Madison. The other game is going to be Grand Canyon against Alabama of the SEC. Grand Canyon looked really good against St. Mary's. A lot of athletes, they look like a legit basketball team. Alabama doesn't play much defense, Ralph. I think Grand Canyon can utilize that to their advantage. So let's go with Grand Canyon plus 6 against Alabama in my other play.
You know, Richie, I got to tell you, that Grand Canyon, it is very, you know, they say Grand Canyon, and everybody who doesn't follow a college basketball say, well, where's that, you know, where's that school, and how can they get, you know, draft or get really high athletes. But I got to tell you one thing. These kids are playing very well. They're going to be tough. They're going to be a tough out, that's for sure. And like you said, you don't think it's going to happen today. So you like Grand Canyon to beat Alabama. Alabama started out a six-point favorite. Are they still there now?
I'm sorry, what was that, Ralph?
Alabama opened up a six-point favorite. What's the number now?
Yeah, it's they're plus six. And still, you know, another fact, too, is that, you know, when I give out these point spreads, they're at the south point. But, you know, you should always shop for price, because if you can pick up a half a point somewhere along the line, that's sometimes is a difference between winning, losing, and pushing. So always shop for price, too.
Yeah, you know, that is a good point. But in this particular case, you believe that Grand Canyon might not even need the points. As a matter of fact, I don't think James Madison does either. It's always nice to have them, though, that's for sure. You know, this is going to be an interesting contest for sure. Today, they got good matchups today. I got to tell you, all of the games except for Colorado and Marquette, that's only a short four-point favorite there. These are pretty expansive numbers for getting into this round of competition. So, the underdogs might be the way to go today after yesterday's filthy favorite type of day. That's for sure. In any case, Richie, they will after that we'll get the Sweet 16 and they'll resume the second weekend of this tournament. Next Thursday, then it goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And by the time we're at the end of that, we're going to whittle it down to the final four, right?
Yeah, it'll be the final four in the following weekend. And, you know, the one thing about the two plays, Ralph, is that if people followed our conversations about the conference tournaments 2 weeks ago, both James Madison and Grand Canyon were teams that I had my eyes on and gave out on as radio plays, and they both got through the conference tournaments. You know, I knew they were good teams. So.
Yeah, most of the experts that I saw on the multitude of shows, including our shows here, really gave a lot of credence to both James Madison and Grand Canyon, and they are living up to the experts' opinions, that's for sure. All right, now we're turning it from the hoops to the horses, and of course you got a full handicapping sheet today for Santa Anita. The eight race card at Santa Anita, and of course, your selections for Santa Anita, Southern California, every racing day, right at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. What you going to do for Richie? A nice second place finisher yesterday. Your horse?
Yeah, I ran second. I ran second 2 days in a row now with my picks. Let's see if we can run first. Let's go to the fifth race. It's a mile and an eighth on the turf. This pick is for turf only if for some reason it does rain. But let's go with a four, Kathkin Peak. This horse just got claimed by George Papapodromo from Philip D'Amato. But this horse has a strong, strong resume. And this optional claiming 80 fits right up his alley. So let's go with the four, Kathkin Peak in the fifth.
Umberto Rispoli, of course, gets that win and jumped on a plane there in Cincinnati and got back in time, hopefully, to ride today at Santa Anita. And Rispoli is aboard that horse, Kathkin Peak, the four horse in the fifth race. Of course, that's the anchor in the early pick four and early pick five. So in that fifth race, you like the four, Kathkin Peak. 3-1, not the favorite either on the morning line there. All right, Richie, well, we'll let you get back to what you do on this Palm Sunday, that's for sure. And, of course, you'll have plenty of time to start handicapping the next round of basketball as well. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph, and good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. When we come back, we have John Lindo and Jerry J yet, and I will give you Jonathan's picks as soon as we return from this next break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday, wrapping up another week of the Race Day Las Vegas shows covering horse racing and, of course, sports right now here, Las Vegas style. Of course, we'll be back Wednesday morning and start the whole process all over again. And next weekend, of course, not only the college basketball tournament, second weekend of the March Madness, but, of course, our March Madness, a lot going on in horse racing that'll start early in the morning. I'm going to bring in now John Lindo. John, good morning. Again, John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Have you got me?
Yes, we do. We have you now. John, I just wanted to mention that you did have the late pick four on your handicapping sheet. Yes, I know. It will only pay $39. But the thing is, you can't take what they're not going to give you.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was a pretty chalky day at Santa Anita. Just kind of one upset earlier in the card, and that was about it. So, like I say, you take what you get. And as far as today, Ralph, had a little rain this morning. It's clearing up here where I live in Carlsbad and above Del Mar. And I don't know what the situation is. I do know the track is open for workouts at Santa Anita, so I assume everything is go. And I have not heard any otherwise, so we're going to assume we're on the turf too.
Yeah, you know, if they are accepting workouts on the track there at Santa Anita, that is good news, because you and I both know that almost immediately, if they think it's going to be a little off, they close it down and only have joggers. So that's good news. That gives us a big indication that it'll be okay today.
Exactly. And like I say, yeah, they'll send a note out, or they'll send from the racing office if they close the track. But right now, everything's open.
You know, I got to tell you, you were talking about the pretty close to the best for the payoffs again yesterday at Santa Anita, except for the first race. Now, the first race had a 7-horse field. The winner paid $36.60, which is almost gargantuan there in Southern California anymore. But the difference of that $36 horse to the other horses, the early pick four, exempt of that first race winner, paid $99.70. If you took an all in that first race or was clairvoyant enough to have the winner at $36, the pick five for the same 50 cents paid $2,806.30. That's a difference of $2,706 and change. That's a big winner.
Yeah, I made my radio playing the first. I didn't like the favorites. My horse ran second. We were trying to beat the favorite. We just came up with the wrong horse.
You were in the right church, but the wrong pew, so to speak. That's for sure. Today at Santa Anita, we've got the Sensational Star Stakes. And, of course, looking ahead to the Santa Anita Derby and the Santa Anita Oaks coming up 2 weeks, or actually 1 week from Saturday, but 2 weeks out. It's going to be interesting as far as, you know, the Santa Anita Derby has always produced a lot of not only favorites, but winners of the Kentucky Derby over the last 20 or 30 years. But with this ban on Bob Baffert, I mean, Baffert has a chance to win both those races with horses that cannot appear in the Kentucky Derby. I think that's being a little bit taking down the interest and obviously the quality of the Kentucky Derby. After all, the Derby was a race that everybody wanted to win because it had, you know, the best three-year-olds at the time of the year, and looking forward to maybe champions of the future. That hasn't been the case in the last couple of years, though.
No, and like I say, they might be afterthoughts as far as prep races. I know Richard Mandela has a couple of nice fillies for the Santa Anita Oaks, so there's a chance that we could get some representation there. But I cannot think really of a horse that's not in the Bob Baffert stable that's going to be a major threat in the Santa Anita Derby right now. Mm-hmm. We did see Michael McCarthy win the race yesterday, the Jeff Ruby Stakes with Endlessly.
Yeah.
Even though he's got Derby points, I would expect him to show up in the American Turf on Derby Day at Churchill Downs. He's a turf player.
All right. Well, we'll see. Maybe he'll get a new found Derby fever interest and maybe take a shot at the Kentucky Derby. Anyhow, we will wait and see about that. But, you know, Baffert's going to have he could upset the apple cart with the 100 pointers in the both the Arkansas Derby and in that race where he's sending a horse in there. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, they entered this morning the Arkansas Derby for next Saturday, and Muth will be part of the entries from the Bob Baffert stable. Yeah.
We'll wait and see about that. All right, racing today at Santa Anita at the foot of the majestic San Gabriel Mountain Range. So what are we doing today on the sheet?
Real quick, before I give out a play, I'm going to go to the eighth and final at Santa Anita. Just want to let folks know they are off the turf again today at Gulfstream Park. So no grass at Gulfstream Park.
All right, Gulfstream Park, no grass racing there, and we had our fill of Tapita racing yesterday, but we're going to get some more from Gulfstream today. In any case, and by the way, the Coast to Coast Pick 5 that you have on your sheet, the Coast to Coast Pick 5 covers the 8th at Gulfstream, the 3rd at Santa Anita, the 9th at Gulfstream, and then the 5th and 7th races at Santa Anita. That's the Coast to Coast Pick 5 today. And in addition to all of the selections for all the races today, at Santa Anita, Anna suggests another late suggested pick 4 on John's sheet. He also has a suggestion for the Coast to Coast Pick 5, and all that light, nice little goody information at the bottom as well that handicappers need. All on one comprehensive sheet. It is at the South Point right here, free of charge in our race book. It's free of charge, complimentary here, only in Las Vegas, here at the South Point race book because they love horse players. All right, John, what are we doing today at Santa Anita?
Going to the eighth and final, Ralph. In the eighth race today, number 4, Black Pink, was rained off the grass for her U.S. debut and did not handle the main track a bit. So you throw a line through that. Mm-hmm. She gets on the turf today, hopefully going a mile. She is trained well, and I know the barn thinks she's got a lot of talent. So I think we're going to see a different filly today as long as it stays on the grass. 4-1 on the program, number 4, Black Pink, race number 8, Santa Anita.
However, You did stipulate that this has to stay on the turf, right?
Right. This is a caveat for me. If this race comes off the grass, it's a no play for me.
All right. We got it. I want to make sure everybody knows that because you started out by saying it came off the grass last time. So if it comes off the grass again, this is a no play for you. On the grass, it is.
Absolutely.
All right. Eighth race, the 4-horse Black Print. Eighth and final race. Don't forget to get the Linda Report covering all the other races and that one as well. Right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you next week on Wednesday because it's going to be a busy week that starts out early with the Dubai World Cup next Saturday.
Looking forward to it, Ralph. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we're going to end up with Jerry Jackwitz. Before we do, got to give you Jonathan Hardoon's picks real quick. Seventh race at Santa Anita. Jonathan likes the 2, Lovesick Blues. Number 2, Lovesick Blues in the 7th race at Santa Anita. And Jonathan also has a pick at Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park in the 5th race. He likes the 9 Cathedral Beach. The 9 Cathedral Beach in the 5th race at Oaklawn. Those are Jonathan's picks today. And good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Ralph. Listen, I hate to correct you, but you didn't have to be clairvoyant to come up with Mongolian Altai in the first at
You did, that's for sure. It was a V-horse. Yeah, it was a V-horse on your sheet. That's for sure.
There it was.
There, yeah, I know. I see it. Okay, we got a minute. We got a minute to do.
It wasn't hard at all.
Yeah. Well, hey, Jerry, you always had the option of giving it to us, too.
Well, I gave you what I gave you. I mean, you have to buy the sheet. I'm not a free service. Okay. But okay.
All right, give me a couple of.
Let's go to the 3rd at Aqueduct Park first. It says it's muddy at Aqueduct. I really can't be sure of it. So here's the play in the 3rd at Aqueduct. We'll take Belle of the Ball, the 3 horse in race number 3, the 3 and the 3rd.
Okay.
And we'll make a good win place bet here. And then we'll play a couple of exactas. You could do an all also, but play a couple of exactas, 3 over the 5-8 and play the 5-8 back over the 3. But the 3 is our feature play in Papau Key in race number 3 at Aqueduct, 9-2. For
Aqueduct number 3 over 5-8 and reverse. Now Santa Anita, about 10, 15 seconds to go there.
Yeah, we're going to go to the fifth. And this is, again, off of the turf. I love number four, Chaikin's Peak, the four horse. Uh-huh. I'm playing over the 1, 5, 6, and 9. Reverses 1, 5, 6, and 9 over the four. But the four, that's our feature play in Papak Key.
All right, you got it, Jerry. That is Chaikin Peak. Rich Eng picked that horse as well. So on the fifth race, number four is the key. And the 1, 5, 6, and 9 are the link-ups. Power pages for both San Anita and Aqueduct are not free, but you can get them at jerryjspowerpage.com. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.